morning and welcome to the Print AM, our morning podcast on the big news story of the day. This is Obuntika Ghosh, Senior Associate Editor with The Print. And today we talk about India's strangely swinging daily vaccination numbers. It is true that India's vaccination policy has undergone multiple revisions since the National COVID-19 Vaccination Program was launched on January 16th. But even those swerves pale in comparison to the wide variations in the daily vaccination numbers and that ever-elusive target of 1 crore vaccinations per day. It is true that India hit over 86 lakh on June 21st when the currently operational vaccine procurement policy came into effect. But it was, as it turns out, a mere flash in the pan. In fact, between June and July, India's average numbers of daily vaccinations have dipped sharply by over 6 lakh doses per day. In June, an average of 39.88 lakh vaccine doses were administered every day. Over the first 11 days of July, the numbers are down to 33.88 lakhs only. This, despite the fact that in both June and July, the total number of vaccine doses available to states is about 12 crore. Officials say lack of planning, their words, not mine, on the part of states and increasing vaccine hesitancy as COVID-19 numbers go down is the reason for the lag. The stated daily vaccination target is 1 crore per day, but that number is unlikely to be achieved anytime soon, largely because the requisite 30 crore doses per month supply is still far off. The government recently revised its 5-month, that's August to December 2021, target of COVID-19 vaccine availability from 216 crore doses to about 186 crore doses, though it maintains that by the end of the year, all eligible Indians will be vaccinated with at least one dose of the vaccine. On a question last week about why India is still far away from the vaccination target of 1 crore, Joint Secretary Lav Agarwal, in his characteristic style, sidestepped the question of when, if at all, India would achieve that target and instead chose to give it a historical spin. He said, and I quote, "We started with 2.35 lakh vaccine doses per day, and now we have come to an average of about 41 lakh. We have to understand the challenge," he said. "Supply and production have been enhanced with handholding with the manufacturer in the last 6 months. It is critical that this process of vaccine logistics management is done in just-in-time approach. The management approach in identifying how many vaccines we will get from manufacturers, testing them, doing advanced planning on distribution, all of that happens simultaneously. We have been working and collaborating with states to ensure 75% vaccines are available. We should not get deterred by these kinds of targets. The target is not 1 crore alone. The target is to cover as early as possible the required population of this country. We are working with states on ensuring supplies, distribution and cutting-edge planning," the Joint Secretary said. Currently, 75% of all vaccines that are being manufactured in India are distributed to states in proportion of their eligible populations. A senior health ministry official responding to the reports from several states, including Delhi, Punjab and Maharashtra, on vaccination centers being forced to close down, said on conditions of anonymity that it is for states to make the vaccine supplies last the whole month, irrespective of what their daily vaccination capacities might be. He said, and I quote, "Every state is told way in advance what the total number of doses of vaccine will be that is going to be available to them. Now it is upon them to space it out in such a way that they can continue vaccinations for the entire month. If in a frenzy they do a lot of vaccinations in one day or for 4 days and then run out of vaccines for the rest of the month, then we cannot help it because the limiting factor is manufacturing capacity, and right now the government of India is talking to the industry and trying its best to increase those numbers," the official said. He also explained that often as vaccine supplies are replenished periodically, there may be gaps or a slowing down at the beginning of the month subject to distribution issues, but that would stabilize as the month goes on. According to Dr. V.K. Paul, member Niti Aayog and a key cog in the government's COVID management wheel, the overall distribution of vaccines is done systematically and the visibility of the vaccine in the near future is also shared with state governments for planning purposes. These things are done in collaboration with state governments, central teams and other authorities involved in the process and is what he described as a well-calibrated process. He also made an appeal that private sector should be optimally utilized for vaccination purposes wherever possible. That is all we have time for on this podcast today. We will keep a close watch on the vaccination scenario and the availability of new and upcoming vaccines, and of course keep you updated with all the latest details. Do remember to log on to the Prince podcast, where we bring you detailed news and unbiased analysis every day. This is Obuntika Ghosh signing off for now. Do not forget to share, like, and subscribe to the Prince.